coach, your thoughts on the team's effort?
I just thought overall we weren't really focused on playing as a team on either side of the floor. You know, the ball wasn't moving, the ball was sticking. You know, and then I thought it affected us on the defensive end. We weren't able to sustain a level of toughness and fortitude. You know, we had been really defending really well in the last month or so. Tonight, we really struggled. You know, I just thought, you know, I told the guys on the bench, I did not feel like our starters were ready to go from the start of the game. I could just look in their eyes and tell they weren't really ready to go for whatever reason. I thought we practiced well yesterday, but they walked in tonight and I didn't think they were really ready to go.
What was the difference in the second half for Bucknell to score 52?
I just think more of the stuff that I just said, it just came about. You know, they took more advantage of our inability to be tough and sustain a level that you need to sustain in order to win. You know, I just thought they did a good job in their preparation, and I thought they took advantage of the fact that we weren't playing with enough fortitude and toughness to get stops.
And on the offensive end, to score 78 points, what could the team have done better on that front?
Well, we scored enough points to win. I didn't think we shared it well enough, but we scored enough points to win a game. It came really down to the defensive end.
And then finally, I know you want to be playing, you want the team to be playing its best basketball going to the conference tournament. Where is the team right now?
Well, after losing like this, you know, this, you can use this as a positive if you take it the right way. And it's really where our mindset is. You know, if we have the right mindset that we want to go out and we want to really compete and play together and get it done together, then it's a benefit. You've learned something from it. I thought when we lost to Holy Cross, that was the game we weren't really ready to go. And I thought we learned something from it. The second half of the Colgate game, I thought we let the crowd and a couple of questionable calls impact our mindset. I thought we were, you know, we want to be able to learn something from that. So as long as you can take it and kind of shift your mindset and get into the right place, you know, I think it's a benefit. You know, you use it as a positive. But if we don't do that, then obviously it can impact and linger, and that's what you don't want to happen.
All right, thank you.